What could Shakespeare and the Wild West possibly have in common? With me is the lady with the answer, and that's Elizabeth Dahl. She is Director of Marketing and Public Relations for Shakespeare on the Rocks and director of the comedy The Taming of the Shrew, which is just around the corner. Welcome. It's good to see you again.
Thank you. Great to be here again.
You have a lovely venue, the Woman's Club of El Paso, 1400 North Mesa. That's such a lovely old building. It's classic.
Oh, yes. Setting. It's over 100 years old now, and It's just beautiful. I think most individuals, when they see it from the outside, they think, gee, it's a small house. But when you go through the doors, it just opens up and it gets better and better.
No, it's been beautifully preserved. And when are the performances?
The performances are on Friday, May 30th, and Saturday, May 31st at 7 o'clock in the evening, and on Sunday, June 1st at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, excellent. And I believe the June 1st performance will also have American Sign Language and interpretation. Is that correct?
Yes. And just to add a little bit to that, it's not just interpretation per se, as was wonderful for all events, but with these American Sign Language interpreters, they're actually taking on character roles.
So oh, sweet.
It's wonderful.
So they're in costume and they're among the actors.
Mm-hmm. So they'll be separated by the stage, but it's so much fun.
Oh, that makes it very different. Mm-hmm. Well, now, so this is your debut as a director.
Yes.
That's exciting. You didn't just take the easy route with The Taming of the Shrew here, did you?
No, I didn't.
What did you do?
I decided I wanted to make it even more culturally and historically relevant to our local communities, so I went ahead and adapted it to the Wild West town of Old El Paso in the late 1800s. So I think people are really going to have a history lesson in a fun way as well, since it is a comedy, and really making references to our areas here. So I think people are really going to enjoy it, a different take.
Now, if it's possible that anyone doesn't know the background or the basic plot of The Taming of the Shrew, give us a little 3101 sketch.
Sure. Essentially, it's about a woman who is a mother to her two daughters, and she'd very much like to marry off her younger daughter, Bianca. However, it's a must with this mother that she must get her older daughter, Catarina, married off first. And Catarina is the shrew. Mm-hmm. So she's not going to make it easy for any potential suitor, let's say that. And the fun ensues, and I think a great time will be had by all.
Oh, absolutely wonderful plot. A tremendous story and so many opportunities for humor. So your costuming is clinking spurs and chaps and the whole bit?
Yes, quite a bit. And a little bit of spillover into Mexico as well.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize in the original setting it was Verona. Of course, think of Italy. There is, believe it or not, a Verona, Mexico.
How convenient.
Yes, how convenient. So that is also noted as well.
How did you handle the Shakespearean language and the text and drawls in there?
Well, there's a little bit of a smattering of that throughout the dialogue, but I didn't want to take that easy way out either. So it's kind of a compromise. Didn't want to have a Texas twang necessarily, which is a beautiful dialect, but just kind of wanted to make it neutral, so that people can understand. But I will say with the American Sign Language interpreters, it's one of the hardest languages to translate in terms of this Shakespearean play into modern language so that people will understand it, the deaf and hearing impaired community. But it's a fun challenge, and these interpreters from El Paso Community College are definitely more than up to the task.
It's another art form happening in a dimension that I can't appreciate, except that I can see it, but I don't know what they're saying because I don't read the sign language. Mm-hmm. But it's fascinating. And how do you handle the double meanings?
Very carefully.
I can imagine the hand cramps setting in.
Right. And I may be biased, but I used to be deaf when I was younger, and that's why it really means a lot to me. Although I'm hearing now, I really want to get folks to come out. So this is another way. And for people who are hearing, it's a great way to learn another language or get interested. Why not?
Oh, I absolutely adore the concept of having the actors that are signing on stage and not just standing off to the side in this sterile little box as though it can't be integrated. That's such a lovely way to approach it. How big is the cast?
We have 14 in the cast.
Ooh, that's
It's a great way to celebrate our 25th anniversary of Shakespeare on the Rocks.
Oh, yes.
Headed by our artistic director, Hector Serrano. And we really love coming out to the community and really showing the arts in that multicultural fashion. So I hope people will come out to the Woman's Club. And ticket prices are very reasonable, and you can find them at our website at www.shakespeareontherocks.com, or one may call at 915-920 9979.
Shakespeare on the Rocks, the 25th anniversary season, presents The Taming of the Shrew at the Woman's Club of El Paso, 1400 North Mesa, next Friday and Saturday, May 30th and 31st at 7 p.m. Sunday, June 1st at 2 p.m. with American Sign Language Interpretation among the acting. I want to thank my guest, Elizabeth Dahl, Director of Marketing and Public Relations for Shakespeare on the Rocks and Director of Shakespeare's comedy, The Taming of the Shrew. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much, Monica.